Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com here in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Julia.
All right, so lots to discuss as usual. Of course, your calls take precedence if you make them. Also, we'll bring stuff to the table tonight, some scummy Ron Paul tactics. Julia can tell us about that. But also in the news, unfortunately, and this is news you're not going to see anywhere else, is our friend Derek J., and former co-host on Tuesday nights. He's the only reason he's not a co-host here is because he's in jail. And up until today, he has been on house arrest, which is the reason why he hasn't been here in the studio with us until today. But it was this afternoon at 5 p.m. was his deadline to turn himself in. Otherwise, he would face 540 days in a cage because he's turned himself in due to the plea deal that he took. He'll be spending 75. Now, I thought it was going to be 50, but it turns out it's going to be 75 because it's 50 for the sentence that he's receiving, which is a 90-day sentence. It's actually a 540-day sentence with all but 90 suspended. And so 90 days in, he gets two-thirds for the good time rule. So if he's a good little boy inside, he'll get out after 60. He's been in for 10 days already in pretrial confinement, so there's credit there. So we thought it was going to be 50, but that's because he thought that the fine was going to be suspended as well, but they didn't suspend that part of the fine. So there's over $1,000 in fines, and in New Hampshire, that's $50 a day. You can sit out the fine in a jail cell. So he'll be in there for 75 days, right around there, presuming, again, he gets good time. So a number of us went off with him this afternoon, and, you know, he called his family and said goodbye. And, of course, you know, there's a video camera. You know, they were around, so there's footage of this. And a number of us went out, accompanied him to the jail. He kind of gave one last, parting goodbye to the camera, gave a quick speech about what was going on, and then he went in and checked into the Keene Spiritual Retreat, as we like to call it here. Now, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Derek J. has been hosting this show for several months, not quite a year, but probably a good chunk of the last year. And he's great. He's so talented, really great behind a microphone, and also a really brave activist. He moved up here to Keene as part of the Free State Project last year. I think it was around April when he came to town. And he had moved up from Philly, was living in the gayborhood in Philly, and was looking for, I think, something. And I don't want to put words in his mouth. There's going to be a movie coming out soon that's going to really allow him to tell his own story. But was looking for something different. Philly is this huge place. It's hard to really make an impact, and there are terrible things happening there. You've got the stop and frisks, which I think we've probably talked about at some point in the past.
I'm not sure. I do know that Philadelphia has among the worst taxes in that
really?
I've ever heard of. Yes. I used to work in payroll, and Philadelphia or Pennsylvania was like the state that was the worst. They have, in many cases, city taxes and county taxes and state. These are all income taxes.
Jeez.
And federal.
So, yeah. I mean, it's just big cities. It's hard to have a real impact. Yeah, there's a lot happening. No doubt about it. There's, of course, you know, plenty of nightlife, and there's a lot going on in a city. But it's also the government guys there are just so stuck where they are. They're not going to be released by any sort of protest. There's not going to be any change that's going to result from any amounts of, you know, occupying or protesting or whatever it is that you're going to do, run for political office. It's just there are too few liberty lovers in an ultra-populated area. So he moved out here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. He was pretty jazzed up by what had been happening specifically here in Keene, and he made the move here because there's a lot of kind of civilly disobedient, non-cooperative activism that tends to go on here, and obviously that's going to attract a certain type of person. And so it attracted Derek J., which was great, and in fact, I think it was Dave Ridley's RidleyReport.com that led him here. And of course, Dave Ridley is a videographer who does video journalism from here in New Hampshire and kind of follows some of what's going on with the activists and also some political news, and he does a great job of it. And so FreeKeen.com is my blog site. I advertise FreeKeen with Dave Ridley, so that's, you know, Dave talks about FreeKeen, and he covers some of the things going on out here, and so therefore that's how Derek came across what was happening. So he made the move and got immediately plugged into the network of activists here, and of course that's always a lot of fun because there's just stuff like this just doesn't happen in other places, so it's really unique. And got excited and started. He's a doer. Like, he got out there without anybody suggesting him anything. Just got out there, started recording, started reporting on his experiences of being an activist here, and at some point decided to throw a dance party where he basically set up a small stereo in the local park in the gazebo, and Mark was there that night. I was in jail at that time, so unfortunately I couldn't attend, but Mark was there. He said he stood maybe about 30 or 40 feet away from the gazebo, and he said you could barely hear the music, so it wasn't a loud dance party at all. It was just people gathering peacefully in the park, and the cops decided to come out and crack down on it. They claimed they had a noise complaint, and they came there with multiple police officers. They ended up arresting Derek, who attempted to keep the equipment that he'd brought to the park. The cops were trying to confiscate it because some other, I guess, kid in the park had said it was his equipment. So the cops believed this person who's known to be kind of a liar, young person who does not have the best track record, who also just happened to be in the park that evening. They were arresting him, and he told them that it was his equipment. So they didn't believe Derek or anyone else who was standing around when they were told that it wasn't. They arrested him, and as they were taking him away, they did use some force to arrest him, and then when he wouldn't get in the car immediately for them because he was asking a question, I believe, they pepper sprayed him, or one of the officers pepper sprayed him. And of course, there's video footage of all of this. He ended up getting bailed out on that, got arrested shortly thereafter for possessing marijuana in a civil disobedience act in that very same park, and then proceeded to be arrested later on down the line for trespassing at the local courthouse after being banned, and finally for not pulling over fast enough for a cop as he was on his bicycle. So he's literally had five arrests. I've only gone through four of them. There was another one. He had a video camera in the local court building. They arrested him for that, too. So he had all these charges building up over about a year's time. And the last ones, he didn't expect to happen, I don't think, at all. So he ended up getting way more charges than he expected to get. Kind of got in too deep. And even as somebody who doesn't advocate taking the plea deal, and he advocates not taking the plea deal, he took the deal. Because it was the only way to get these 11 charges off of his plate. It was way too overwhelming to deal with it all at once. And if he gets convicted of one of these things, and of course it's disorderly conduct, so he's likely to get convicted. It's one of these catch-all charges. If he gets convicted of one of them, they take him to a jail cell, and then he's got to prepare for trial from the inside of a jail cell. Which, of course, makes it even less likely that you're going to succeed if if you don't have access to the internet, case law, all kinds of things like that. There's no way you're going to make it at trial. So he decided to go ahead and take the deal, serve the 75 days, and once he gets out, he'll have a year's suspended sentence. So it'll be several hundred more days suspended for a year. And basically his plan is he's going to go around the country on a tour. So we've had LibertyOnTour.com before with Pete Nademo and some other folks have kind of toured around the country and visited different places and brought some activism ideas down and got together with other liberty-minded folks in those areas. And that has resulted in, you know, community building and people meeting folks who maybe they otherwise wouldn't have met. So I think Derek's going to follow sort of a similar plan where he's going to go travel around the country and at the same time, you know, meet with people and talk about his experience of doing activism in the Shire, which is where we are. And he moved here again as part of the Free State Project. So I think that's cool. He's got a plan, right? So he's going into jail. He's going to unfortunately be there for not quite 3 months, but he's going to be there for a while. And then after that, he has sold a bunch of his stuff. He's given a bunch of his stuff away before he went into jail. And then after that, he'll be going on a tour. And it's kind of going to be an exile tour because he's going to be on suspended sentence here. So he figures he'd rather not be here in the Shire while they've kind of got it out for him and go somewhere else. So it could be a real good publicity thing. And I think there's an exciting future for Derek Jane. We'll hopefully continue to hear from him. He's got the studio line in the jail cell. I don't think we'll hear from him tonight, but at some point he'll likely give us a call. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts. attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 7th. 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,639.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,680.25, $840.12 for a half ounce, or $420.06 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,680.25, $840.12, and $420.06.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. They're completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And we're here courtesy of the Free State Project, one of our longest-running, the longest-running sponsor of this program. Free State Project is the reason why you and I are here in New Hampshire, Julia, and also over 1,000 other people are here as well, because there are over 12,000 people who've said they're going to come here, and there's a number of them that have already made the move. We're some of the earlier movers. These are folks who are dedicated to the ideas of liberty, people who want to achieve liberty in their lifetime. and who are willing to do something to actually achieve that goal. And so the idea is to concentrate activism in one place. Because if you look at the liberty movement, it's getting bigger. There's no doubt about it. Ron Paul is feeding into this frenzy of people coming across the ideas of liberty again, because a lot of these ideas are pretty old, but people, it's time that they become popular, hopefully. That's what we're working towards.
It makes sense, because as the government continues to grow and more people are being intruded upon, you know, sure, what I mean? It's much easier to see it and to understand it when you've personally been affected. And obviously more and more people are affected every day.
Absolutely. And you look at the prison populations in this country and the jail populations, it's tremendous, the amount of folks who've seen the inside of a government cage. So some people are pretty frustrated. They're frustrated by the fact that where they live doesn't seem like there's much going on. Where you live, perhaps, it doesn't seem like there's much going on as far as activism is concerned. Yeah, there's Ron Paul. But what else? Really? Is there anything else going on that's really exciting to you where you live? Because if not, maybe you should consider getting together with other people like Derek J. But if, you know, civil disobedience isn't your thing, or non-cooperation, there's all kinds of political action going on here, not to mention media creation. Obviously, that's what we're doing right now. But there's a lot of folks that are involved in the political process. There's the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance doing great work in the State House, doing things that are not done in any of the other 49 states. They're looking at all of the legislation that that is up for possibly being passed. They're grading it. They're putting out report cards about all the state reps and the senators and how they voted each year.
That's a lot of work.
No kidding. There are a bunch of people volunteering for this particular organization. It's something, actually, that people can do. Maybe you're on the outside looking in. Maybe you feel like, oh, I would love to go to New Hampshire, but I'm just tied down where I am because of my job or my family. There's a lot of reasons why people don't come here. But maybe you're really jazzed up by what's happening here in New Hampshire and you want to help from the outside. You can help with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. You don't have to live in New Hampshire to read state bills and help decide how people should vote on them, or vote, you know, to kind of collect statistics on these state representatives and folks like that. So there are certainly things that people can do on the outside. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about this group. It's an awesome concept. It's why I moved to New Hampshire. So freestateproject.org is where you can go, and you'll learn more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival happening in June 18th through the 24th. You can go there at porkfest.com, porcfest.com. Unfortunately, our friend Derek J is not going to be out of jail until well after Porkfest is over at this point. So he's going to miss it, and maybe during Porkfest we'll be able to get some folks here in Keene, because sometimes people come visit here in the Keene area before or after Porkfest. It'd be a good time to go up and have a nice group visitation for Derek J.
Right.
Might be nice. So, Derek J's in jail. We're going to keep you updated as that situation develops. He's definitely, you know, approaching it from as positive a perspective as possible. He's looking at it as time to, you know, focus on himself and read and, you know, really trying to approach it from a positive spiritual retreat kind of approach. Because I think that when you go to jail, as somebody who's done it for 58 days, so he'll be in for much longer than I was. But as somebody who's done it for 58 days here in Cheshire County, it's important to approach these things and try to stay positive about it. Because if you let yourself get into a negative mindset, if you're going to be angry, you're going to exude that when you're in the jail. That could result in, you know, you being more likely to get in a fight or something like that, because people pick up on those sorts of vibes. So approaching it from a positive perspective, I think, increases the likelihood that your experience there is going to be positive. Because it's jail. I mean, jail sucks. You'd rather not be there. Who really wants to be in jail? Not even the guards want to be in jail. But if you can at least come at it from a positive perspective, you're better off for it. That's at least been my experience. And it's hard, too, because when it's difficult for somebody who's on the outside, for instance, when you're inside, you've got a loved one on the outside or loved ones on the outside or people who are counting on you, like at a workplace, for instance, it can be very difficult to be on the inside and knowing how upset folks can be on the outside and how, you know, they're not being able to kind of handle everything as well, perhaps without you there or you're being concerned about that. It can be difficult to keep a positive mindset in jail, but I think it's a challenge worth striving toward. And so I guess we'll get to find out from Derek J. when he calls in how that experience is going for him and whether or not he's able to stay positive on the inside. We'll find out what sort of things they're having him do in there, because unfortunately, fortunately, depending on your perspective, they basically consider you an unpaid slave for the county. And if they want to put you to work, you have to do what they tell you to, or else you'll lose your good time.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's a bad thing, though. I mean, you're just sitting in a cell.
Depends, right? So, like,
if I was sitting in a cell and I got to go outside,
sure.
Even if I was doing work, it would still be nice to be outside.
Absolutely. I agree with that. However, there's a few jobs that I would have found undesirable, for instance. I would much rather have been working in the kitchen than mowing. I think they mowed a mountain at one point. And that sounded just absolutely backbreaking and awful.
Yeah.
So I was grateful to be working in the kitchen and being able to access food in a way that was not typical for the average prisoner. So we'll learn more about what's going on with Derek J. And, of course, he's going to be blogging from the inside of jail. He actually already sent himself, which is really smart. He sent himself mail in jail. So today, after he checked in, he had some pre-written envelopes that he had us drop off in a mailbox for him. So within a couple of days, he'll actually have pencil, or he'll have plenty of paper. He'll probably be able to get a pencil or something like that from the jail guards, and probably get I don't think you can't send yourself stamps because they're worried about LSD being on the back of them. So
does anyone do that anymore?
I don't know. I have no idea. That's what they're paranoid
about. You know, what's funny about that is LSD in jail sounds horrible. Like, that's the last... Like, wait till you get out and then do the LSD, right? Like, you really want to do LSD in jail?
I don't know.
Doesn't sound like a good trip.
I
like to look at pretty things.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Not cell walls.
Yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from there. But if you're in for a long time, there's a lot of drug use in jail for a reason, because it's pretty dull in there for a lot of guys. But then again, does LSD show up on a drug test?
You'd have to specifically be testing for it. And so most standard urine tests do not.
Right, because there's a urine test there, and I recall looking at the different indicators. I don't think I saw anything
about LSD.
I think
that urine test tests for five main drugs. Like, the standard issue urine test is marijuana, opiates, amphetamine.
There's like a BPT on there as well.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know myself.
Probably barbiturates.
Maybe. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, police tactics against protesters include sexual assault. We'll explain what that's all about. 855-450-FREE, plus more shenanigans being played against the Ron Paul supporters at the Nevada convention. We'll explain what happened there. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves as well and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy, do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one, for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
Once again, 855-450-FREE. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. bbs.freetalklive.com takes you there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Plus, we'll post some show prep articles there as well. So some of the stuff we talk about on the air, you'll be able to see it over at bbs.freetalklive.com. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI over at freetalklive.com. Again, the toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to inquire regarding Derek J. He went to jail, checked in this afternoon. His check-in time at the spiritual retreat was 5 o'clock, and we had him there by 4:50, so kind of hung out outside for a few minutes, shot some last-minute footage, and then walked him inside, and he'll be there for the next 75 days. Hopefully he will check in with us. He's got the studio line, so once he gets classified, he should be able to call us pretty much any night. So hopefully we'll hear from him sooner rather than later, and everything will go smoothly. We'll give you details on how to get in touch with him. I don't know if he's up yet on mailtojail.com, but he likely will be tonight, so we'll keep you informed. It's mailtojail.com. That's a great way you can actually write to Derek, because Mail to Jail handles all of the frustrating part of writing a letter, and that you don't have to print it, you don't have to stuff the envelope, you don't have to stamp it, you don't have to address it. All you've got to do is write the letter. So you can go to mailtojail.com. Again, Derek is not there yet, but we'll definitely let you know when he's available there. Our number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. And by the way, when you write somebody in jail, it makes a huge difference. Even if they don't know who you are, If you can write and tell your story or tell how you feel about what Derek did and Keen, that would be really useful. Plus, there's going to be a movie coming out, and I don't know to what extent we've talked about this on the air, but we're going to talk about it a lot more in the future because I'm so excited by it. It's going to be called Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. And, of course, he's going to jail for throwing a dance party, smoking some cannabis, going to court, and riding his bicycle. So no one was hurt or threatened to be hurt or defrauded at any point in Derek's year-long activism stint here in Keene. And he's going to jail for 75 days. He's got over 500 days suspended. He's got over $1,000 in fines. Gee, I think it might even be $2,000 in fines suspended. So that's all hanging over his head as an axe. There's a huge story to be told in just the last year's worth of his activism alone. And the great part about it is he's here in Keene. So he's around all kinds of people who are willing to record what's going on, who are willing to be there to back him up. And, of course, he's been there for us as well, recording and backing us up. And so because of that, there's video cameras everywhere. There's multiple angles in some cases of some of the things that happened to Derek and to some of the other people around here. So we've had all kinds of coverage of what happened with Derek J over the last year. And so we were talking just a couple weeks ago about something that could be done here. Let's make a documentary film about Derek's experience. And Derek loved the idea, and so I made it happen, put some money behind it, hired an editor. One of the guys that moved up here from Florida last year is a professional video editor, so he's willing to basically donate his time. I mean, it did not cost a lot to put this together. I mean, all the footage has been shot. Derek J basically had to record a voiceover within the last few days. So he cut all that audio. Our editor's putting it all together. We actually just screened a preview of it tonight. Again, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. We'll have a website out for it probably sometime this week. So we'll keep you in the loop about that. I don't think it's going to be available for order for a little while as far as like on DVD or Blu-ray because we would need someone to fulfill those orders. And I don't know if anybody's going to be able to pick up that ball. But what we're thinking is maybe after Derek gets out and goes on his tour, that he might go ahead and take some DVDs around with him so wherever he goes, he could have his own DVD to sell to kind of make money to keep him going on the tour, to keep gas in his tank and food in his belly and kind of keep him going around. So that might be a good way to propel his next project. But we're definitely going to give it away and, you know, put it on YouTube, HD quality on YouTube. I'm going to look into what it takes to get it on Netflix and Hulu and these other popular video distribution services. So that way people who aren't connected with our movement can come across what Derek J has done, and that all of this time that he'll be sitting in a jail cell won't be completely useless. So that's something that is in the works right now. The rough cut that we saw was premiered today. You didn't get to see it, Julia. You were at work. But I did get to see it, and I was really impressed. I thought it looked great. Didn't have any of the titles or any of the music yet, but it had all. Basically, the structure of the film was down. And
how long is it?
I commissioned a full 90-minute documentary. Hmm. Like, I didn't want this to be some quickie 20-minute deal or 30 minutes, because I knew that we had so much footage. I mean, there's so much that happened just involving Derek J last year that I knew we'd have more than enough footage. Just if we just put footage together, it would have been 90 minutes, let alone doing interviews of people, which I think we might do some of that stuff, but ultimately it's not really necessary. You've got Derek J as the narrator and all the footage of what happened. We'll have plenty of it. Plus, we, you know, with all the extra footage, we could put it all on a DVD and make a hell of a DVD with a bunch of extras. So there's a lot of possible irons in the fire with that, but Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree is coming, and it will be available for free online. And of course, we'll encourage people to distribute it far and wide. You know, Derek J is totally cool with not charging anything for it and just putting it out there and letting people copy, you know, because intellectual property, we don't believe in that stuff. So you'll be able to download it, burn it, distribute it, whatever. 855-450-FREE is the number here. So more coming as we learn it about this Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. We'll keep you in the loop. Of course, we'll keep you in the loop about what's going on with Derek J. Do you feel like I've covered pretty much everything that happened with Derek J today, Julia?
Yeah, right, I guess.
Cool, because it's a big deal for me. I think he is just such a talented guy. And
he's definitely the last person who belongs in a jail cell.
He is so, so nice. Such a nice, positive person. And you're absolutely right. He doesn't belong in a jail cell. It's horrible what these people are doing to him. And all of it because he's an activist. All of it because he stood up for his rights. Because he took the time to create some events that were popular. I mean, people were at this dance party that he had, and they were quietly enjoying the evening, and the cops came in to just crack down on him. And maybe they're even more violent with him than everybody else because he's gay. That's total speculation on my part, but I think it may be a factor, because they've treated Derek...
For at least some of them.
Yeah. I think they've treated Derek much more harshly than they've treated any other activist that I've seen up here. And he is going to be in for the longest sentence of any activist in this area. There's another gentleman who's over at mailtojail.com that has been sitting in a jail cell for longer than Derek. He's in on a six-month contempt of court sentence. His name is Wes. And you can write to him right now over at mailtojail.com. I know he'd appreciate hearing from you. Luckily, Wes, who's, by the way, he was sentenced to 6 months because he missed a court date. I think he missed a couple court dates. So when you're disobedient, that's the real crime in America. There are guys who go into these jails for 20 days for DUI, for 3 days for DUI, and you've got somebody who misses a court date or two put in for 6 months. So you tell me what the real crime is in this country. The real crime is when you don't do what they say. When you say things that they don't want you to say, they want to put a stop to that.
I have mixed opinions about DUIs.
I think generally DUI should be legal, actually. I think driving under the influence should not be a crime unless you're actually putting people in danger. What would I care if there's some drunk guy going 10 miles an hour on the side of the road as he's trying to get home? That wouldn't put anyone in danger. But the drunk guy's not going to go 10 miles an hour right now because it'll be obvious that he's drunk or something's wrong and he'll get pulled over. More coming up, 855-450-FREE. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with Cintas uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are awaiting you there. Again, freetalklive.com. If you'd like, you can support this program by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll be able to enter Amazon. Different Amazons for different areas of the world. We've got Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and of course Amazon US. Click into the one that's right for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So whatever it is that you're looking to buy, they'd probably sell it, even sell groceries at Amazon. So you can go to amazon.freetalklive.com and you can place your order there and feel good because Free Talk Live is getting a portion of your purchase price. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. I'll take you right to the Amazon links, shop.freetalklive.com. Again, our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Continuing to bring you news about our friend and former co-host, Derek J., who is now available over at mailtojail.com. That was fast. Thanks to Jay behind the site, who is doing a great job. He's taken over Mail to Jail from Mike Barsky, who originally created the site and ran it for a number of years. And Jay's doing a great job getting it done. And if you get a chance, drop him some coin. He's got a Bitcoin donate link on the right-hand side of mailtojail.com. There's also a Dwolla donate link, so two different donation options for you because stamps aren't cheap, and plus there's labor involved in stuffing all those envelopes and you know, got to print out the letters, and there's toner involved in that. So there are costs definitely involved in running mailtojail.com. So if you appreciate the fact that you can just drop by mailtojail.com, bang out an email to Derek J., copy and paste whatever you want in there, and have somebody else do the footwork for you, I think it's worth a donation. I've donated quite a bit to Mail to Jail. Mail2jail.com. That's where you can go to write Derek J. He is in jail for the next 75 days at least. So plenty of time to write to him, and I'm sure he will be writing you back as soon as he can get his hands on some stamps. I left him with $50 in his pocket for a commissary account. And there are also ways to donate to his commissary account online as well. So all those details are coming. We'll, of course, post any updates on the blog where Derek J. normally posts, which is freekeen.com, and that's where you'll see any blog posts from inside the jail, because one of the neat services that mailtojail.com offers is if you write something while you're in jail and you send it to Mail to Jail, so you send it to the Mail to Jail address, then Jay or somebody else at Mail to Jail will take that letter and then transcribe it into digital form, and then that can be posted at, say, freekeen.com or wherever. So for the Shire activists here, that's yet another part of the support network that exists for people who are willing to take some risks, for people that are willing to do non-cooperation or civil disobedience. There is that support network out there. Mail to Jail is only supporting activists in New Hampshire. And that's because this is where you should go if you want to be active, if you want to have support, and support of some of the most innovative and fun-loving and nice people that that you've probably ever met. And, of course, if you go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, that's where you can learn more about a great opportunity you'll have to meet people like Wes, who's currently in jail but will be out in time for Porkfest. He's confirmed to me that he'll absolutely be attending, and so looking forward to seeing him again. And, of course, all kinds of new folks who are constantly coming up here to check this place out. Somebody called Pork411 today talking about how they wanted to visit the Keene area, and so they got a call back, and you know, they're come on up, you know, we'll have a lunch for you or something like that. So there's all kinds of opportunities for people to get involved. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Unfortunately, just to the south of us here is Massachusetts, and I can tell you that it is not one of the best places to be if you love liberty. Amazingly, though, some people who are liberty oriented don't seem to want to leave. But there's news out of Massachusetts about a bake sale ban. So you want to live in a place where the government really has it in for controlling every aspect of your life? Massachusetts would be a good place to go. It's where old Mitt Romney lives and was the governor, I guess. And so remember, whenever you put the government in charge of health care, it's not going to be too long before they start telling you what you can and can't eat.
I hate Massachusetts. Like, I'm saying that not even from a government perspective, but, and I think it's part of kind of New Hampshire culture is like, ugh, Massachusetts down below. Mm-hmm. Like, Boston is okay because it's the only really big, and it's not even big, city in the area. But I feel like whenever I cross over to Massachusetts, which is pretty frequently, the clouds, like, just come out. You know what I mean? Like, it's sunny in New Hampshire, and then I come out, and they just come in, and it gets really dark. And I drive through these dismal old towns in Massachusetts, and I just think, gosh, this would be depressing to live here.
You'd think people would want to get the heck out of there, but it's amazing how difficult it can be to convince people even to just move up to New Hampshire from Massachusetts.
Moving is hard. It takes effort. Lots of it.
Well, yeah. Look, hey, if you want to be free, that's going to take effort.
I'm not saying it's an excuse. I'm saying that, you know, it takes a lot of effort, and a lot of people don't want to put forth the effort.
No doubt. If moving is too much effort for you, you're going to have a real tough time going up against the state. So that's one of the nice things about the Free State Project movement is it requires action right from the get-go. And if you're not willing to take that kind of action, good luck out there. 855-450-FREE. Frank is in New York. We'll tell you more about the bake sale ban going on in Massachusetts in a moment. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live at the Inn and Julia. Frank in New York.
I would, give some thoughts about upcoming presidential races.
Sure.
What seems to be going on in the United States. As I mentioned last night, a friend of mine last week in the Illuminati mentioned that Kissinger had spoken to the vice premier of China, the same person Hillary Clinton apparently turned off last week on her state visit. And basically, Kissinger assured the Chinese that Jeb Bush would be the presidential candidate and the president in Jeb Bush,
when?
George W. Bush's
Wait,
brother.
When?
You know,
this year or 2016?
Repeat?
This year or 2016?
No, this will be 2013. What's going to happen at the Republican National Convention is that none of the contenders will have enough on the first ballot to pick up the nomination, including Ron Paul. So what will happen is after the first ballot is cast, the GOP will look for a favorite son, and they'll draft Jeb Bush. And what's interesting, Jeb also met with the vice premier of China over the last few months, discussing economic programs and what would happen. But Kissinger apparently, it was Henry Kissinger that allegedly mentioned this, you know, to the Chinese.
Wow.
And what's interesting about it is...
And you're saying you heard this from your friend, who is allegedly also in the Illuminati with you.
Oh, absolutely. absolutely. But actually, I'm sort of more of a, what would you call, sort of like a clown, as opposed to someone that has real power and substance.
Uh-huh,
and
right.
What's interesting about it is it makes perfect sense, but also the fact that...
hold on, Frank. You don't think Romney's going to go into this with a win at the convention?
He won't. And it's been engineered this way from the beginning. You know, apparently this...
Why would they do that? Why would they engineer... This is quite the conspiracy theory. So why would they engineer from the beginning to pop Jeb Bush in at the last minute?
Well, apparently, after George W. alienated so many people with his two terms, the American people weren't ready for another Bush in the White House. So Obama became sort of an intermediate candidate that would actually be president for a short term. And also, you'll notice that Obama has lost the support of the progressives and the liberals that supported him in the beginning with his draconian...
He certainly should. I mean, I imagine there are still people out there with...
legislation, you know,
sure, and his warmongering.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And his warmongering, although I still see people out there with Obama stickers on their car who,
well,
you know...
Can I say something else that's interesting? Last week, it was Benjamin Netanyahu announced that he would be dissolving Parliament, I guess, at the end of, you know, during the summer, and they would have elections to have a new government in Israel. And it looks as if with this new government... then Israel and the United States will be attacking Iran. So it looks very interesting. And also you'll notice on Sunday, Sarkozy lost his presidential bid for re-election. So Sarkozy won't be, you know, re-elected, or he won't be president of France.
So real quick, Frank, we're short on time for this hour. Frank, we're short on time, but I just wanted to recap what you said. It's your prediction, it's a pretty big prediction, that at the Republican convention, Jeb Bush will walk away with the nomination.
Correct. And he will be president because the firm that handles the voting machines is, in a sense, controlled by specific interests. So in a sense, it will be impossible to do a recount. And
fascinating, Frank. Keep us in the loop with anything else you hear. Appreciate hearing from
you.
855-450-FREE. It's a pretty unbelievable theory. Do you think it'll happen? 855-450-FREE. Bring up whatever you want. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Class, if you had over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn.
When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.